AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama says the U.S. will reopen its embassy in Cuba this summer.
A year ago, it might have seemed impossible that the United States would once again be raising our flag, the Stars and Stripes, over an embassy in Havana. This is what change looks like.
Secretary of State John Kerry will formally reopen the embassy that has been shut since 1961. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports that could take place in weeks.
The Cuban government says both nations will open their embassies July 20th. The White House has yet to confirm a date, and President Obama's only saying this summer. As to when a U.S. ambassador might take up his post, that's anyone's guess. Press Secretary Josh Earnest acknowledges when the president nominates one, the Senate will conduct a robust debate on the new policy.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, a Cuban American running for the GOP presidential nomination, calls a decision to restore diplomatic ties unconditional surrender to the Castros. AP Update, I'm Tim McGuire.